Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the members of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Allie Simpson, your host for today. Thank you for joining us. Today's scripture is Philippians 2:10, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, and on earth and under earth. What would Jesus do? That's a question that Christians tend to ask themselves when faced with a tough decision. The answer is always pretty much the same, though. Jesus would do what God was calling him to do. Jesus was God's son, but he didn't use his extraordinary powers for evil. He understood that he had a purpose, even if he wasn't always sure what his purpose was. Now, as a 15-year-old, I am trying to understand my purpose. I wonder if I'll ever truly know what my purpose is, but verses like this remind me how it's important to trust God and be like Jesus. Jesus knew that God loved him and gave him purpose. For that, we should honor Jesus and look up to him. This trust is what defines Jesus' relationship with God, and for me, that is a goal. I want to trust God so deeply that even if I don't understand why, I'll follow his will. I'm not there yet, but I'm trying, and this verse reminds me of that. Let us pray. Dear God, even when it's difficult, remind us to trust you. In our insecurities, help guide us and remind us that you have a plan. Amen.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all." 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.